The downside of heightened security is the inconvenience. At U.S. airports, the Transportation Security Administration now handles passenger screening and the task of checking luggage. So when things go wrong and bags get lost or damaged, the airlines aren't the only ones to blame. Earlier this year, the TSA began accepting claims from passengers. So far, more than 23,000 people have filed complaints. Some have been compensated, but nearly 13,000 of those claims are in limbo. That's because the TSA and the airlines can't agree on how the claims should be paid. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Last spring, James Harrison traveled from Houston to Las Vegas for a wedding. When he got to his hotel room, he opened his suitcase and noticed his favorite belt was missing.
I was without a belt, so I didn't have any way to hold my pants up.
In the past, Harrison would have filed a claim with his airline, but it's more complicated now since the TSA randomly searches travelers' bags, so is potentially culpable for lost or damaged luggage. Harrison's airline gave him a 2-page form put out by the TSA.
After filling out the paperwork, they said that someone would be in contact with me, and several months later, I am still beltless.
Harrison's claim is just one of thousands waiting for some sort of resolution. Mike Fierberg with the TSA says the problem is it's often not clear whether the airline or his agency is at fault. So he says in these ambiguous cases, carriers and the TSA are working on a formula to pay luggage claims.
Basically, it would be an allocation formula that would assign a certain percentage of the liability to each party involved. But it would enable the claims to be processed much faster because there wouldn't have to be a lengthy investigation of each and every case.
The airlines say they're close to an agreement that would have the airlines paying about 2/3 of the claims and the TSA picking up the rest. But a trade group representing the airlines says there's one last sticking point. The TSA wants a $3 million a year cap on its portion of the claims. Doug Wills is with the Air Transport Association.
We believe that the caps really need to be looked at again because the losses for travelers are significantly more than that.
Just how much more is difficult to say because airlines won't reveal those numbers. In terms of working out a formula between the TSA and airlines, negotiations are continuing. Meanwhile, most claims aren't being paid. Nancy McKinley with the International Airline Passengers Association says she saw this problem coming. She says in the government's haste to create the TSA after the 9/11 attacks, a few details were ignored.
We tend to have things get implemented that have not, all the details have not always been worked out or thought through, not because they didn't want to, but there just isn't time to do that always now. And so here we are at the back end of this trying to get it worked out.
McKinley says if you're a frequent traveler, you're less likely to have your claim ignored. She says often the airlines will resolve such claims themselves if there's a risk of losing a valuable customer. James Harrison has pretty much given up on getting his belt back, though he's still waiting for an answer to his claim. He says he just wants someone to take responsibility for losing his favorite belt. Jeff Brady, NPR News.